Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. And
welcome.
Wouldn't it be a much better world if a person who's disabled did not have to face going into a nursing home?
Hell yeah.
And if they knew that there was a foundation dedicated solely to make sure that they stay out of the nursing home. And the only criteria would be that that person is disabled. See, that's
right.
That's very important. Because the way things are set up now, not every person who needs help is qualified. You have
That's
to meet
right.
certain criteria.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way. It should be that the person is disabled and they're trying to live their life and the money is there. Right now the money is going to all these different agencies and to pay all these salaries. So that makes it harder. Because the money is not under the control or supervision of the person who needs it.
That's right.
Now, if there was a foundation...
Pardon me, Frank. I just want to say, whenever
yeah.
you... I have a little bit of what they asked me to when I went for the Nursing Home Transition and Waiver Program, and also what they asked me when I was looking at the Traumatic Brain Injury Program. I had to choose between the two, but one they initially told me I wasn't eligible for.
Yeah, well, that's
the
what
other
I'm talking
one,
about.
Yeah, the other one
criteria.
They said that I was eligible for, but they wanted to put me in these, like, adult daycare, and I was like, no way, you know? I didn't want to go to adult daycare, but no. So whatever you want me to explain, I will, okay?
So what's happening here is the money is distributed to all these agencies, all these people involved, all kinds of ridiculous programs with red tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And many people... And this is by the their own admission, by some of the people who work in the system. Many people die before they can get out of the nursing home. So what's needed here is a single-minded foundation, you know, money. And by the way, every agency should contribute to this foundation, including the government. The government should contribute to it also.
Yeah.
And the government should be satisfied that the money is being used in the right way because the person is not in a nursing home. And
That's
the money
right.
is being used to keep them out or to get them out.
Nice.
So you would have a foundation solely dedicated to doing this, and people would you know, who are disabled would automatically be qualified. The time comes when they need help, they're incapacitated or whatever, you know, if they're going to go to a hospital, that's a different thing. They're going to go to a hospital. But they wouldn't have to go from a hospital to a nursing home because
right.
they would be a member of this foundation.
That's right.
I'd say do it that way. Make them all members of this foundation.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to have the money to service these people.
Of course.
So now they're a member of the foundation, which means that they
mm-hmm.
cannot be put into a nursing home. By
That's
the state
right.
or anyone. You know, I mean, the state would have to take them, make a big court case out of it and
yeah.
why would, you know, how would they look if they're going to take someone who's already a member where everything is provided for and try to force them into a nursing home?
Yeah.
I don't think the state would want that kind of an image.
No.
So there you have the way it would basically work, and of course then you got to raise the money. You need at least $25 million to start with. That's my estimate. $25 million to start this.
Wow.
And then you need people on the board whose job it would be to make sure that the money is coming in. And then, you know, of course, what you can do is every time you help someone with their permission, you can make a news story out of it and publicize it. You can get public service announcements on the radio. Of course, the Facebook and all that would all come into play.
Yeah.
But the point would be that now you'd have people in their own home, and many of these people could now get a job working from home. See? So they're going to contribute back to the government. They're going to pay taxes.
Yeah.
That helps everybody.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that I would say that would be probably the most attraction.
Yeah, the biggest attraction
of a foundation like that. That people would like that, and they would endorse it.
I would love that.
It's not
actually.
it's not just something where they're keeping somebody in a place and they got to pay taxes all the time and the person is getting worse. You know, and only in there to die. Now the person is in their own home to live as long as they can and be productive.
Yeah.
So that would be the idea of a foundation. And I don't believe we have anything like that in this country or even in the world.
No, you don't.
It would be the first one of its kind.
Say, for example, Frank, the person is totally incapacitated and they can't do anything, but their mind is still there. Why don't you hire them for their mind? They don't even do that. That's terrible. It really is.
Well, if they were in their own home, they'd get a job from home.
People
are working from home now anyway.
Yeah, and people
a lot of them don't
even
want to go back to the office.
No, they don't. They're scared, honestly. You know, but the thing is that they don't even want to consider getting them the equipment that they need. And the aid.
But they wouldn't have to. We wouldn't need them to get this foundation. We would get the foundation would get it.
That's right. That's
right. Is this going to contribute to your staying out of a nursing facility, then we get it.
Right.
You could probably get most of that stuff donated with a foundation.
That's right.
You wouldn't even have to pay
for
it. You know how many things we could get donated?
Right.
From these companies because they want
to
write off.
Intersight. Now, all you have to say is Intersight is calling to find out where, you know, the donation went or something, you know, how you phrase it. Okay, it's going to be something in that manner.
What do you mean where the donation went? The donations would go to the foundation.
I understand.
To keep people out of the nursing home, to get them out.
Of course. But listen, if there was a reason why something, you know, a mail reason or whatever, that person never got their computer or they never got their whatever, you got to now start looking, you know?
We would make sure that they got it.
Of course we would, but sometimes
like,
the mail doesn't want to be that way.
Some agency where they have to fill out all this paperwork to get their money.
Oh, yeah, I had to do that many times.
The money would be in the foundation. They would get what they need.
Right.
And we could even make connections and try to get people jobs. It's endless.
That's
what you can do to
promotion. You
to keep people out of the horror of a nursing home.
Oh, I've been in one, and my mom was in one, and my father was in one. It's not a good picture. It really isn't. I stayed in my room for a reason. I didn't stay in my room because I wanted to hide. I stayed in my room because I didn't want to see the horror of the people who were neglected. It broke my heart. It really did.
Well, that's one of the things that makes
people
worse in those places. They wind up
depressed
and all that.
I was very depressed when I was in the nursing home. I kept telling my husband, you got to get me out of here. I don't care if the thing is not fully accessible. We will make it accessible somehow. Just get me out of here. He built a ramp from the platform he built and put it in my bed. It didn't have any, what's it called, what are those? Oh, the bars on it. I said, I don't care.
When we come back, let's talk about accessible, you know,
right.
And how it should be done.
Yeah.
You know, with our dream foundation.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Thank them for the food. For my guide dog, greatly appreciated. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there in New Jersey.
Oh, she sure is.
So,
she is Akita. She is.
You know, you could send them a donation, or you can adopt an Akita and you give them a donation that way. 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie, and all the others, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight.
Yes.
Remind you. And we remind you about Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. You need to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186, and a great supporter of Inner Sight, along with Suffolk Bus Corp now, who is one of our great supporters.
Yeah.
We appreciate their help all these years. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal veterinarian, call Gary at Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085, the phone number, and ask him about the food.
Yeah.
All right, if you're disabled and you have trouble getting around, let him know. He sometimes can bring it to you.
Yeah.
Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, we're on television tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Tomorrow night, Altice, 7:30, channel 20 on the Long Island system. They call it Altice. So check us out. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the phone number for Inner Sight. All right, how about the Able News? You want to get that going?
Yep, hold on. You hear me? Frank?
Able News, go ahead.
Okay, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able has a personal page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription online. Back to you, Frank.
Hey, don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, the one on the nursing home, nursing facilities, and the other service dog. So read them, check them out, and put your name on some good stuff. Yeah, so if you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662, phone number for the civil rights. Talking tonight about a foundation that would get people out of nursing homes and keep them out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest drawbacks involved in that is accessibility. I mean, what it took you hear Maureen call in on the show.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you listen regularly, it took
mm-hmm.
what 2 years?
Yeah,
for them
easy.
To find an apartment.
Yeah,
why?
At least
because of the accessibility.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a foundation,
if you had
a foundation dedicated to helping someone to get out of the nursing home without red tape, without all this stupid evaluation going on and all that. I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't be evaluated. You know, part of that would be to have a doctor and a physical mm-hmm. therapist on the foundation, and we would pay it.
Right.
But that would happen quickly. Not
you know
the way
it's
happening now.
Is? You've
got to wait all these months
and whatever.
Dead in the
water now. Dead in the
so,
water now. It's got to be.
Hold it. Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
So the big thing is accessibility for the person. And that's where a lot of people run into a problem. Well, the foundation would pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably get a lot of it donated. There are companies that you could approach that would want a tax write-off. Others you'll have to pay. Either way,
mm-hmm.
we'll take it. And we'll make sure that the person is safe. And we'll make sure that they have what they need. Not what the system says they need. There's
That's
a big difference.
True. Yeah.
So there you have a big plus with having a foundation that is solely dedicated to getting a person out. You know, you find an apartment and you go in there and you find out what you got to do and you start doing it. It's not like you find an apartment and you know, who's going to pay for it, who's going to make it accessible, or you can't do this, can't do that. If you have the money, it's going to happen. We all know that. Now, what were you going to say?
I forgot. Don't worry about it. I really did.
All right. Inner sight. And, you know, so important to enable a person to live their life and not have to worry about where am I going to go. See, that's the big thing right there. You know, where am I going to go when I get older? Now, how about all the young people now who, you know, most of them probably don't even think of it now because they're young. But it's going to happen someday.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a foundation to kick in and to help, a lot of those people are going to wind up in nursing homes. And I predict it's going to get worse in these nursing homes instead of better.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to get better.
People are going to be bloody.
It's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah. I know it. There's going to be one bad, very bad death. And it's going to be a death of a very popular person. I feel that. I don't know why. But because they're doing things that are just so atrocious. And they're trying to, you know, block it from people seeing it, too. And I just think it's going to, you know, be one big, big mess. And people are going to see it. And they're not going to like it. And they're going to really...
Now, the people who are disabled and if they're wealthy, you know... They wouldn't need a foundation.
No.
You know, maybe they would contribute to it for other people.
Well, listen, Frank, here's what I was going to tell you. They might want it just for the fact that they don't want to see their loved one dying, you know?
Well,
you know,
I just said that. They could contribute to the foundation,
right.
Even though they may not need it.
Yeah. Sometimes they just, what the hell is that? Oh, sorry. Okay.
So, you know, that fits in. Now, what we need to start this is someone who has the money, who understands.
Sorry, I'm gonna mute.
Can you shut that thing off, please?
I am.
Someone who understands what's going on here and why there's a great need for this foundation. You know, as long as the state controls you, see, it doesn't matter how many people they get out, because those people are not really free. They can be put back in. So this foundation, if the foundation is paying for it, it's going to be a lot harder to put somebody in a nursing home or to get them back in there, because now you have a way, and you take the burden off the government, and you have a much better chance of making it work that way, because the money is not being wasted now. The money is concentrated in one place for one purpose, and that is what is needed. Now, what the government could do, you know, the monies that they've been wasting on these programs, put it into the foundation. You know, but not with the option that they control it, that they run it. No, it would be a private entity. So the government would not be able to administer the foundation, because you don't want that to happen. Once that happens, the whole thing is going to change. But if they want to put money into it, they could. Anybody could. Well, it's an inner sight dream. It's something that's greatly needed. I mean, if you need proof of that, go and visit any nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see.
Also,
people
who have been in nursing homes.
Why you need a foundation like that.
Yeah. Like, get to, you know, if somebody has been in a nursing home, you know, you could ask them. They will tell you. You know, they might not tell you everything because they're scared. You know, but they'll tell you certain things, you know.
People should have the freedom to be in their own home, especially since money is allocated for that. And there should be none of this ridiculous red tape. The only reason you have the red tape is because that's how they get the money.
Well, the other reason is... Oh, sorry. Continue.
What?
I said, oh, sorry. Continue.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was saying that the only way you can get people to not believe they're going into, you know, a nursing home to actually pass on is if you change the system, period. That's the only way you're going to, you know, get people to
feel. Right, you're
going to
change the system by creating a foundation.
Right.
How else are you going to change it?
You can't. But you need the money.
Anything that the state controls can blow up in your face anytime.
You know, and I cannot imagine how they haven't seen what is going on already and how they, you know, I think it's more like a buddy-buddy type of, you know, all, you know, they all feed off of each other. That's just my opinion, but I don't know, other people might think otherwise, but I feel that they all, you know, have this great system and they're happy. They all have money and all of that.
They have a bad
attitude
toward the disabled. That's what it is.
That too.
They
that
look
too.
Down on us.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And that's
do.
Really what it's about. That's why, another reason why you need this foundation.
Yeah.
Because it's not gonna function that way.
Yeah.
It's gonna be there to help people and make them as comfortable as they can be and more productive for whatever time the person has left. That's how it should be.
I mean, a lot of people told me, "Oh, don't go against the system. Don't do this. Don't." I said, "Why? What's it going to do? What's the worst it can do aside from kill me?" You know,
we're not going against the system. We're trying to improve it.
That's right.
There's a big difference.
And will they take my?
We're not saying get rid of the system. We're saying modify it. You know,
yeah,
the government is perfectly welcome to evaluate what the foundation is doing.
It's going to do. Right.
We're not afraid. We wouldn't be afraid of that because we know what we're doing.
That's right.
You know, it's like you train a guide dog.
Right.
You're blind. You're a trainer. You train a guide dog. You're not afraid to let anybody see that dog work.
No.
Because you have confidence in it and you know the dog does its job.
Right. And if there
same
is
thing
a problem,
with this foundation.
Listen, if there is a problem, you get a trainer and you correct the problem. Simple. I don't understand
let
what they're afraid of.
If we had a foundation with billions of dollars in it, all these politicians would come around and praise it and like it and say it's a wonderful idea. Especially if we got jobs for people working out of their home, that would be even better. Because now they're contributing. You can't contribute in a damn nursing home.
No, you can't. Everything's taken away.
All they
away
do
from
is take
them.
Your money over there.
That's right.
Now, another thing that I want to talk about is a lobby.
A
great need for a lobby.
Mm-hmm.
See, the foundation, the way I InnerSight envisions it, would have the money in their account because if you put money into somebody's name who's disabled, the government is going to try to go after it and reduce their check or whatever it'll be.
Yeah.
So part of what we would hope to do is create a lobby. It may not be through the foundation, but to create a lobby so that a disabled person can keep their disability for as long as they're disabled. No questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
And that would work for everyone. You know, because the money that is owed us by the government.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the InnerSight arrangement. But the foundation would be separate from that.
Of course it
would. We have nothing to do with political stuff. We'd have to do that
separate.
As a separate situation. All right, Inside 213-816-1650. And talking tonight about the dream of a foundation to get people out of nursing homes and to keep them out.
Yeah.
Without all the red tape and without all this negative criteria.
Frank.
Anybody on the line?
Oh, yeah. We have a few people. A little more than usual, but we have people on the board.
Who do we have?
Okay. Maureen, Danny, and an unknown, as far as I see it.
Oh, all right. So who's in the queue, I should ask?
Maureen. If anybody else wants to talk, all they have to do is press the number one. Okay? That's it. Maureen's in queue.
Let's take a call from Maureen from Queens on Inner Sight Live.
Okay, here she is.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. In case my phone goes off, I'm having phone issues, so I think I'm going to have to get my other phone activated. This one's acting all wacky. The other one ain't too hot either, but...
Sounds like my phone today.
You know, so many people
yeah, all
are
these
having problems
are weird,
with them.
I know.
I'm sorry, Frank?
What?
All these
phones
are going weird lately.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's true. So many people have said that. So maybe it's not your phone.
I know, mine is too. No, mine is too. Today, all day, I had a problem dialing one doctor's office. I dialed everything else, but dialing this doctor, I couldn't get him. And now... I was going, this is not right. I can't get my own doctor. Now, I went even as far as to reloading the, I uninstalled the application, for the doctor, and then I reloaded it, and still I can't get them.
Yeah.
So I was like, I give up.
Yeah,
I give up.
Well, each time
right,
I went
let,
to call
let
again
the
tonight.
Talk. Maureen,
and every time I went
what,
to call in the site again tonight, you know, this number, it said they're unable to complete my call. And I tried it on the other one, and same thing. Then I tried about the third time, and it finally went through. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but a lot of people are having trouble with their maybe they're being hacked. I don't know. I have no idea.
Maureen, what is
they're
your
being
opinion?
I know that. They're being wacky. I'm sorry.
What is your opinion on a foundation whose sole purpose would be to get people out of nursing homes and keep them out?
That would be fantastic. Absolutely, 100%. Yep. We need something like that, definitely. Definitely.
I'll help
it's
you.
Just a horror.
We're
going to
do it
get
together.
I'm sorry, Susan.
Maureen,
I didn't hear
we'll me. Do it together.
Yeah, I didn't
we'll
hear
do it together.
I know, because it's just a horror trying to get them out, you know, and people have to be out in their own homes and living freely and being part of the world again. You know, my poor mom, I mean, she hasn't been out in, probably close to 2 years, not in the fresh air. Well, some people weren't out for 1 year anyway, but... You know, just to be part of living your life again, you know, just a horrible
they
situation.
They don't take her
so
out every day?
No.
What?
They don't take
every
you
day.
Out? No, they don't take
Maureen,
her out of
they
bed.
They don't take her out every day?
No.
They take her from the bed to the wheelchair, that's it. They don't even have record. And, of course, it was closed again. I was supposed to go visit her again tomorrow, but two workers brought it back in, so I had to shut down. So now I'm due to go see her next on Thursday, a week from tomorrow. So how long is this going to go on, this nonsense? If work is bringing it in, I haven't had it, thank God. And I'm being kept from her while these workers bring it into the facility.
Yeah, well, that's been happening all along.
I know. So this could go on indefinitely. So the foundation is a great idea.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would fault it.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
They shouldn't. Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a welcome change.
Well, here's what usually happens with what originally, I should say, what happens is that first they had them where you could just, you know, go visit them, and then all of a sudden our lovely governor decided he wanted to have masks on and have these the people inside and not have the family come visit. And then it stayed that way for a very long time. Then he even made more restrictions on that. He made it where that, you know, you had to go get the COVID vaccine, not vaccine, I'm sorry, get the test. And that infuriated me because we never got a chance to even see our parents. You know, it was horrible. You know.
Yeah, they made it worse.
Yeah.
What did he do first, did you say, Suzanne? What did he do first, you said?
He had the mask policy, and then he also had us getting the testing, remember?
Well, I have to wear two masks when I'm in there. She wears one. But I have to suffocate with two. And the hand sanitizer.
They're doing it in the way they want to do it. If you, I think if you're vaccinated, then they'll...
No.
By a nursing home, they'll say you can only wear one or something like that.
Oh, well, maybe, because, well, no, they don't even ask. They don't even ask if I've been vaccinated. They just automatically put the second one on when I go in. They don't ask, and you don't have to be tested anymore either.
Oh, that's even better.
You don't have to
God.
Be tested, and you don't have
what
to have the vaccine. They don't even ask.
Well,
you know?
I want to know what changed to them. To that. They just don't care, I think.
Because the whole thing is book crappy.
Oh,
that's why the whole thing's been book crappy from the get-go.
Anyway.
They make different things up as it goes along. They have no idea from this virus. They don't. The whole thing's been baloney.
The whole thing's been
baloney from the get-go. You know,
I mean,
it's all this variance is coming now, and the Delta, and one even after that, that's even worse than the Delta. Well, why are we still opening up things then? You know, they got to stop. They got to let people live, forget the mask, forget COVID. It's history now, and let's get back to living for people. You know, it's gone on long enough. You know, let them stop their nonsense now.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, this
trust
thing
anything
with the,
anymore.
The variants, they're only putting that out because they want people to get vaccinated because Mr. Biden, I can't even use the term president when I talk about him, he wanted everyone, you know, 70% of the country to be vaccinated by July 4th so we could have our cheeseburger in our backyard. But that ain't happening because people have, you know, wisened up and ain't following this crap anymore.
Well, did you hear Maureen, did you hear what NBC reported today, that over 12% of 1 million people, young people, this is young people, have come down with inflammation of the heart from the second dose of the vaccine.
Well, how
can you trust
young men
a professional
under 30,
like
but
that?
Who's going to take that chance? You know, somebody I heard, somebody told them that their friend's friend got it and their arm is paralyzed now.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I cannot trust
people who don't test the vaccination and shove it down your throat
and
every other day is a contradiction.
Yeah.
And then they bribe you with free donuts and the guy in Jersey, free beer and free wine. So he's not only going to have vaccinated people, he'll have a whole bunch of drunks roaming around.
Remember we said that?
Yeah. I mean, free beer, free wine, free donuts,
everything.
Free tickets to this, free tickets. Nobody's going to bribe
me.
Nobody's
going to have a party.
Sure.
You
know?
That's
why they're saying this. They want people to get vaccinated. They didn't reach their goal. People have wisened up, and enough is enough already, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I have a thought for the world. Stay away from anything that's endorsed by the FDA. There's your
right.
Yeah.
Stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Find something better.
Right.
For everything
mm-hmm.
that they yes. endorse, there's something better that would work better. You got to find it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that's all
do
I look at.
More natural stuff
yeah.
and forget all this medicine and injections. And oh, yesterday I get a call from the ArchCare person. Did my mom have the vaccination? So the social worker. Oh, no, she didn't have it. I thought I was going to go through the phone. I said, what? I said she had the two of them. Well, she couldn't find it in a record because the lady said if she didn't have them, they didn't know she wouldn't be able to have them again if she didn't. Well, anyway, long story short, I called the nursing supervisor. So he's not the one that was there at the time. She's gone. So anyway, he said she had the second one on January 13th. I said, that can't be right. That has to be the first one. And he couldn't find the second one. So then after looking, yes, she had the first one on January 13th and the second one on February 3rd. Well, that
they
one
didn't
even
know what
on February
had.
3rd.
But,
what kind of crap is it? They don't even, I mean, if it were for me, how would they wouldn't have even known
anything.
Yeah,
dangerous
anything.
That
like
place
the social worker.
Be.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. It's very dangerous.
The phone is breaking up.
Yeah.
Say it again.
No. I said, yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. The phone is breaking up a bit.
No, I said, yes, it can be very dangerous because they don't
yeah.
keep
so,
track
I mean,
of
if
that
it
stuff.
Weren't for me and straightening it out, what the hell? He thought that was the second shot. The other one said that she didn't get it. I mean, these are people that my life, my mother's life for the time being, is
crazy.
In their hands. And it's a little frightening.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get her out of
here
as fast as possible.
Yeah, fast, I would.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I sit down and I regret having to, you know, do what I had to do. But, you know, my mom, when she, grabbed onto my hand, you know, the 2 days before she died, I know she knew what I was thinking. And it was, I said to my mom out loud, I said, I am sorry that I put you in the nursing homes, but I had to. They were going to take you and put you in a state home, and you know what they were going to do with Daddy. I'm sorry, Mom. She said to me, she grabbed my hand and held it.
The first nursing home, you know, that one that begins with dry and the second word is harbor.
Yeah.
Now, they put my mom and kept her on that feeding tube for 5 years.
Oh.
Do you know my mom is eating burgers now and a thing, fries, and eating by herself?
Yeah.
She feeds herself.
Yeah.
Now, what did they do that for? When they I was able to bring her food, and they gave her trays 3 times a day, and they kept her on a feeding tube. Why? And then it fell out, and she had a hole in her belly for how long? What did they do something like that for? What was their agenda?
Money.
She probably wasn't money, and they had to do some. She probably wasn't eating up to the calorie level in their books. So, and I'm making a really a remark about that. You don't always go by the book if you're a dietitian. You try to see what the person eats on a regular basis and ask them, ask the family, ask everybody, what did your mother like?
Yeah, but it's more than that. She should have had her own aid.
Yeah.
Money. You were right. Money. Because that feeding tube, the first one she was on, that was like a pump kind of thing. That cost money.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So that they were getting
the
money for that.
You know what they do with that?
Disgusting.
I went to school for nutrition. I went to school for nutrition, and we had to calculate, like, you know, the IVs. Mm. You know how they calculate the IVs? Well, we had to do it for the food. So we did it based on their body weight, their BMI, blah, 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 blah. You know how I remember that? Because I had to do one when I was in the internship, and I really, when I was doing it, I was saying, why are we doing all this now? And it really got me aggravated because that didn't feel like it was natural. It didn't feel like, because it wasn't probably. The food didn't seem natural. And then I tasted it. Oh, that was the wrong thing to do.
all this and more demonstrates the need for a foundation like we're talking about.
Yeah.
A person being abused, you know, sticking tubes in you. And I would say that 95% of the time, not necessary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because even the dietitian the other day said he saw her. She was scoffing down her peanut butter and jelly sandwich and ice cream. And how many times she'd have to go have that feeding tube changed and be put under anesthesia in that other dry harbor, horrible hellhole, you know? So anyone listening, do not go to Dry Harbor Nursing Home in Middle Village, Queens.
Oh, I can say that.
Unless you have
a
death
wish.
I heard
a lot of bad things. Yeah.
Don't go to
any of them.
I heard a lot of bad things about Dry Harbor, even though I wasn't even close to it.
Everybody, if you say Dry Harbor to people, they go, oh, that place is awful. So we warned people out there.
And I saw it on the list.
All right,
in the
sight. Maureen, anything else
dying.
You want to say? we got to move on.
No, but the foundation is a great idea, so hopefully it will be able to happen soon, and people can get out and live their lives freely like they should be able to in the comfort of their own home.
That's it.
Surrounded by
all right,
loved
thank
ones
you.
And everything.
Maureen for the phone call.
All right, Maureen. We're going to try.
Regards to your mom.
Yeah,
okay,
hi.
I'll tell her. All right.
Get her out of there.
Yeah,
all right, in sight.
Okay, guys, good night.
Good
night. Thank you.
You too. Okay.
213.
Bye-bye.
213-816-1650. And, you know, all these things that you hear on Inner Sight about these horrible places and the things that people go through and the unnecessary medical procedures, you know, people losing their limbs and toes and whatever it is, you know, all reasons why there's a great need for a foundation. And we're not saying that nobody's ever going to get sick or everything's going to be perfect in your own home. No. What we're saying is the person has a better chance to be well. Because when you're in your own home and you have a foundation that's helping you, you can have the freedom of choice as to what kind of treatment you want.
That's right.
There's another plus that this foundation would bring about.
Yeah.
You don't have to adhere to all, you know, acceptable medical procedures all the time. There's other ways to do things that aren't recognized. Or the foundation would recognize it.
Yeah, it definitely would.
You know, otherwise I wouldn't be a part of it.
Neither would I.
And you got to have people on the board who would recognize it.
Definitely.
So there's another big plus.
Yeah.
That would come into play with people who wanted it. People would have the freedom of choice. You want to go the conventional way, you go ahead. A lot of people wouldn't.
Right.
Inner Sight around the world, and I was talking to one of our supporters, Olga Murray, the town of Islip, and she totally agrees that a foundation like that is greatly needed.
Yeah.
And that it would work
to
help people all over, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other thing would be we'd like to start it local, but eventually expand it, you know, make it a national foundation because there's a great
and this
need
way
all over the country.
This way you could then support the individual needs of the disabled person with just an aid, you and the disabled person, the aid and the disabled person. That's it. That's all you need. You'll have your own account, and that's it.
Well, the foundation would pay for it. You can't give people money because they're going to lose their disability.
Yeah, I know.
The foundation
gives the money right to the aid.
Would pay the bills.
Right.
That would keep people out of the nursing home and get them out.
Right.
That would be the whole idea of it.
Right.
I mean,
then,
it would take a lot of money.
Yeah, it would.
But foundations raise a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
You know, and many of them have assets of billions of dollars.
Yes, they do.
So it's not unusual to have a foundation that is very wealthy.
No, it isn't.
Especially when you're dealing with people's lives.
Uh-huh.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night we're going to talk about Make One Town Accessible.
Oh, yeah.
That's tomorrow night on Inner Sight. Mm-hmm. And Friday is the funniest, so come on around Friday and hear Louie do some imitations.
Yeah, that'd be cool. He's good.
We'll give him some people to imitate. Let's see how good he does.
Oh, he said that he was going to imitate me. Oh, my.
All right. Inner Sight. And anybody out there, anybody listening, anybody who knows anybody who likes the idea of this foundation, we don't have a name for it. I mean, that can be figured out. But
anybody out
there who has the means, or an idea, you know, how we could get the money to start this this great need, feel free to contact us. You know, our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. The email's innersight@pmail.com. The website is innersight.info, so you can go there and get the information how to contact us.
Yeah.
Because I know that there are people out there who have the means or have the way to get this thing started.
Yeah, they do. And they
I estimate that 25 million dollars would get us started,
yeah,
but we'll you know, if we have to start with less, we will.
Yeah, and then earn more later. You know,
give us enough to hire a very good fundraising firm.
And also, you know what you need too? You need somebody who's going to write up things in a good, in a good way. You know, and help us, aside from fundraising, we need a press person. I forgot what the name.
Well, you have to write down the
PR.
Purpose of the foundation.
Right,
the mission.
We need that. Yeah.
The mission of the foundation. That's easy enough.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
but
you
still need eventually.
You know
your purpose.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a simple one paragraph statement.
Yeah, but you still need other press related things, you know.
You need a lawyer.
That's right.
To register the thing and to get
whatever
documentation we need.
Right.
Now let's
we need
get
somebody
to that
on
point.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Let's get to that point.
And I know that will happen. I have a good feeling it will happen. I do.
All right, Inner Sight. And we're contemplating an article from the local news, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah.
and all the people out there who need help, who would benefit from this foundation is just unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, I mean, not have to deal with the state and the red tape and this thing and that thing and you know, that would be a big blessing to millions of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you
and
right
the criteria
now,
change
Frank,
would be welcome, too.
I'll tell you right now, I would just be so happy to see the change and just to know that people are getting what they need all the time. I would. Would. Definitely would.
Yeah, you got to have the money to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, there are people out there who can do it.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Hopefully we'll get to them, we'll reach them.
Yeah, we will.
And make a difference. All right, in a site, 213-816-1650, anybody who has anyone in a nursing home, we'd like to hear your opinion about a foundation like this. You know, if you have a loved one in there, we heard from Maureen, but anybody else out there.
I had a loved one in it, but she passed away.
Anyone currently that has someone and struggling with it and, you know, wishes that the system was different, give us a call. Got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. And, you know, the other agencies, the other organizations should join with us to make this happen. They really should.
Yes, they should.
Unfortunately, they're afraid to do that because
they're
with the state, you know, and the state won't allow them to change any of the rulings and all that.
You know,
used to be easier, and now that the state put more restrictions on the independent living centers.
Yes, they have, big time.
So that makes it harder.
Yeah.
You heard Maureen talk about how they're all mixed up with her mom with the vaccination.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Now that's a lot less likely to happen if a person's in their own home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you only have, you'll only have one person writing the stuff down, whereas in a nursing home, you don't know who wrote who or who's writing what.
Yeah.
There's so many people around.
The only thing
so many people involved in your life.
Well, the only thing that you have to be concerned about is who they pick to be the nursing aide for your mom. And that's what
well, you don't have any
choice said.
On that. They pick whoever they want.
No, I meant on an outside situation. So you're going to have to make sure.
Oh, in your home,
person,
you can screen people. Yeah. You can have your choice. You can, you know, I like this one, that one. That's a whole different thing.
Even
all right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, all
thank
our
you,
contributors. Thank John Corrado once again, Suffolk Bus Corp.
Good guy.
And Suzanne, co-host engineer.
You're welcome.
Be with you tomorrow night. Join us tomorrow night. We got a great story to tell you about making one town accessible.
that'd
one
be
town cool. accessible. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.